Oh, my goodness. Things are going to get a little crazy. It's Brian Noonan in for Ro Khanna and Anna DeVellantes on WGN. We'll talk to Tom Skilling after 6:30. But right now, we welcome in the folks from Baptiste and Bottle. We've got Chef James Lintelman and bartender slash whiskey peddling lumberjack Wes Bolton. He says he's no relation to Michael Bolton. I don't know for sure. Wes, pull that mic right up in front of you. James, pull that mic right up in front of you. And I will say, gentlemen, how are you? Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having us.
Yes, Jasmine, can you get James a headset, please? Sam, can you hand him a?
Sure, I'll hand him this. Listen. I do like. I always love when I walk out and go get some water, and I come back in, and there's a huge sandwich, and then there's a bottle of bourbon.
There's bourbon and sandwiches because Baptiste and Bottle is a very unique concept. They're pairing whiskey with wonderful American food, high-end stuff, small plates, big plates. I've got to ask the concept, which comes first? James, does the food concept come first and then whiskey comes with, or does the whiskey concept come first and then you build a menu around it?
That's a really great question.
I've been doing this a while.
It's definitely a complete collaboration between Michael and the whole team. But no one comes first. I mean, I'll lay down the groundwork and then talk to Michael about it, and maybe, no, food does come first, but then...
Well, yeah, well, to you, of course, food comes first. That's your priority as a chef, but do you sit down...
I wouldn't say priority. Like, priority is the guest, but, like, Michael, we definitely collaborate on flavors and what we're doing. Seasonality is definitely top of our list, so... complete collaboration.
It's got to be. It's a unique collaboration because we don't... Whiskey, and Wes, you can correct me on this if I'm wrong. Whiskey, especially bourbons, have started to gain a lot more popularity over the last year. You know, it's a truly American drink, and now people are beginning... You know, you had your big ones, and now there's a lot more, just like in any other movements, a lot of kind of smaller craft distilleries that are making good bourbons.
Totally. What's really cool about whiskey... is there's a whiskey for everybody. We're all about education at Baptiste. We actually offer a whiskey baron program. So if you come in there, we'll actually write down in a book everything you've tried, and there's awards. Like if you reach 50 tastings, you actually can win a bottle selected by Michael Fawthrope.
Ah, very nice.
Yeah.
And book for this, for the Bourbon Barons program, looks like something out of Harry Potter. It's
yes,
this
totally,
leather-bound
totally.
Big book, yeah. And people are writing their names in there, and they're making little comments. And I always get worried, because I'm a big bourbon fan.
Okay.
But I always worry that things are going to become too precious. You know, like for wine was too precious for a long time. People were very snobby about wine. And then it's almost happened that way with beer, where people are, oh, this and that about the beer. And if you're not drinking this particular beer, you're an idiot. Does whiskey, because whiskey to me, that's what they drank in the old West. Whiskey shouldn't be pretentious.
Really cool.
Whiskey
yeah.
should be, you sit down and you have a strong drink for a grown human being. And that's what it should be.
Well, it's a sipping booze, you know,
right.
And it's actually got a lot of complexities people don't realize, and it's a lot of fun to drink. And again, for instance, our flights help to tour you through and try different whiskeys and kind of build a palate. You got to build a palate no matter what you're drinking, if it's wine, beer.
Explain that concept for people.
Well, for instance, my background was wine. I recently got more into whiskey. I've always been pretty knowledgeable of spirits in general, but I think that getting to know the story, there's so many really cool American stories behind bourbon. So it really helps enjoy it and know what went to the process of making it and how it became what it is.
What sets bourbon apart from other whiskeys?
Well, it's very American. You can't get much more American than bourbon.
But what about the taste as opposed to scotch, which is, you know, mossy?
Well, I think
smoky,
being 51% corn, you know, you're going to have a lot more sweeter notes in there. I kind of feel like when I drink bourbon, I get a lot more breakfast notes. Eat a lot of the maple syrup, corn, obviously.
Right.
And it's delicious, and you can drink it any time of the year. I would say any time of the day, but any time of the year, yes.
Good morning.
Yeah, enjoy it all the time. It's really
very
cool.
Nice.
Yeah.
And so, James, when you're talking about whiskeys, what kind of, as you start to create a menu for a place like this, and you know the focus is going to be on whiskeys, where do you begin to start building a menu? What kind of food do you focus on initially?
That's a really great question. Like I said, I don't really have – whiskey is a pretty hard thing to pair with.
Yeah, it's not like beers or wines, right?
So I kind of I lean on Michael's back for that point. He really supports me at that point. Yeah. No, it's different. Like when you think of bourbon, you think of like chicken wings and burgers and stuff like that. And we have that type of stuff, but that's not really – the focus.
Well, you didn't bring chicken wings and bourbon or chicken wings and burgers in today. You brought in some very elaborate foods.
This sandwich is actually non-existent right now. Oh, we're really? Not open for lunch yet. We're going to open up for lunch in the spring. And we're also opening up Noyane in the spring. And for New Year's Eve.
It's a shameless plug.
That's all right. Sorry, we were going to get to more shameless plugs. That's why you're here.
Do it, guys.
Baptiste and Bottle, 101 East Erie on the 20th floor. We'll get to that.
Exclusive seating. We're doing these really cool igloos on top of the building. That's a sneak peek of Noyane, which is our second. It's a Japanese concept.
Oh, wow. Igloos on top of the building.
Yeah, and you can get for $380, get your igloo and private food, bottle of champagne for the night. Pretty cool.
That's cool.
We really get the igloo like overnight.
I'm seeing the picture.
Overnight igloo.
Can I just hang out?
No, wait. We're doing this
monthly. Bag? What's the igloo going to cost?
No, it's a monthly thing right now too.
You're gonna for the whole month. Wow.
It's a timeshare.
Is it on Airbnb? Will I be able to call it up?
Happy hour.
Yeah,
we're gonna be doing happy hour next month.
Oh, nice.
Yes, we're gonna be doing $10 our classic cocktails.
Sounds good. What are some of the classic bourbon cocktails that you whip
Sazerac. Up? Nothing's better than a Sazerac.
From New Orleans.
Oh, yeah.
I love a nice Sazerac.
One of the oldest cocktails ever.
So, all right, let's get to some things that are going on for New Year's Eve. Then we're going to take a quick break, come back, tell us more about this food. We got to sample some of these bourbon flights. So, New Year's Eve, you guys have two seatings, rather, 6 and 9 o'clock, correct?
Yes.
Rooftop Midnight Toast, cocktail pairings or wine pairing or cocktail wine pairing options. Reservations, you need to call 312-667-6793. It's a 5-course price fixed menu, correct? Mm-hmm. And I know I never can pronounce that correctly. I don't try to speak French.
That's fine.
How do you say it? Prixifixi.
Right. No, it doesn't matter how you say it.
Doesn't matter. You know, you pay one price, you get five wonderful. What are the courses?
The wonderful courses are... in a page that I don't have.
Crudo? Would
it's
that sound
crudo.
Right?
Oh, it's that's out right? of this world.
What
come
about the
Chawan Mushi?
Yeah.
So it's like a Japanese. We're really trying to amp up for Noyane that's opening up in spring. It's going to be really great. It's a really traditional Japanese custard that are served at special occasions.
Very nice. Then a seasonal vegetable salad.
I haven't decided what that's going to be. That's why I print it that way.
Just seasonal. Bit.
It's going to be good.
I'm sure it will.
Delicious.
Pappardelle.
Toasted walnuts.
And then you get a choice of either a seared prime New York strip or halibut, which both sound delicious, and a chocolate souffle with salted caramel ice cream. Those are five fantastic courses.
Yeah, come and eat. Literally, I think they're some of the best views in Chicago.
Because you're on the 20th floor, so you can see all the way south, I think, to here, right?
You can see the river if you're at the right table, which is pretty cool. Or is it the lake? Whatever.
Some body of water here in Chicago. Bit. Well, the lake's right there.
From Nebraska.
River's right there. So all kind of runs in. It's very easy. Baptiste and Bottle. If you go to baptisteandbottle.com, you can get all the information. Or, again, for reservations, 312-667-6793. Wes Bolton, bartender/lumberjack, and Chef James Lintelman are here. We will talk a little bit more about the food. And then, Sam, we're going to do some bourbon flights.
Do we have to?
No, you don't have to. You can just sit here and watch me do bourbon flights.
No, I'll do
and one. Then you can take over the rest of the show.
Okay.
That's probably best. One of us should be the designated talker. I don't know who that's going to be. We'll find out after this. WGN. It's a Boxing Day party here on WGN. Our friends from Baptiste and Bottle are here. BaptisteandBottle.com is where you can get all the information of the wonderful place at 101 East Erie. But it's not street level. No, it's on the 20th floor, so you get wonderful views. They have... something very special happening we just talked about on New Year's Eve. You guys will also be open on New Year's Day doing some special things, which is great. Wes Bolton is here. He's a bartender, a whiskey-slinging lumberjack, or whiskey-peddling lumberjack is how he...
Slinging's cool. I like that.
He wanted to be described as. And Chef James Lintelman is here as well. And all right. So, James, tell us quick what you brought, the foods, some of the small plate things that you brought in. You mentioned this sandwich is not available yet because you're not open for lunch, and yet we have one in front of us.
It should be available right now.
So what is it? Looks fantastic. There's all sorts of things on there, pickles and slaw, et cetera.
So it's a brisket sandwich.
Oh.
We locally source like prime brisket right now, little slaw, smoked cheddar that we do in-house. We don't make the cheddar, but we smoke it in-house. Nice. Anything we can do in-house, we do.
You do.
A little pickle action, too.
We do the pickles,
Got to have the pickles in there with the brisket.
I see some pork rinds over there as well, it looks like. And what? Tell us about these nuts, because the nuts
Everyone's
with the
nuts
bacon.
The nuts.
Yeah. Are these just, nuts. These aren't just sitting at the bar, are they?
No.
No, of course not.
No.
You guys would lose a fortune.
Yeah, no.
I'd be in there all day just eating a trough of nuts.
No, they're like
which sounds weird.
They're deluxe. What are they at the department store?
I don't know. They're
grocery store. They're
bacon-y.
Less than 100% peanuts. There are no peanuts in this mix right here.
Is that right?
No filler, babe.
All right.
There's bacon Hazelnut. In the nuts, too.
There's bacon. There's a lot of bacon.
Double loves thick, bacon. Like Applewood smoked bacon, and we candy it too. It's kind of silly. It really makes you want to order a glass of bourbon.
Yes, it does. Speaking of which, we have it, but real quick, these biscuits. My brother and sister-in-law and niece are raving about the biscuits. What's the deal with the biscuits?
So,
I took a bite. It's a delicious biscuit.
They're really, really great.
Scrumptious.
They're scrumptious.
They're absolutely scrumptious.
Truly scrumptious.
One thing we really try and promote is just community and sharing. I think putting a big... badass. I'm sorry. I know.
That's all right. No, badass show. Is okay.
That's not one
badass
of the seven dirty words. You can say that all you want.
Right.
No,
because that's how people describe me.
Putting that on the table with a big piece of butter is like, it makes a statement.
Eat up.
It's like, eat up. Like, roll your sleeves up. Order a cocktail and
whiskey.
Let's have some
all
fun.
Right, let's get to this bourbon flight. Enough chit chat about food. As delicious as it is. No, the food is phenomenal. Come on. But you got to have something to wash it down. Because right now, I have a taste of one of these delicious bacony nuts in my mouth. Sam, again, that doesn't sound right.
This is a family
right.
show,
yeah,
too.
That
yeah,
that sounds weird. That's probably going to be on Nick D's show.
Take it easy. Try some of my spicy nuts.
They were delicious. Your spicy nuts are the best. Suddenly Alec Baldwin
whiskey.
Is going to be doing this on Saturday Night Live. All right, yes, I got to wash it down with some whiskey. I'm looking at a beautifully set up flight with three small snifters of bourbon and then what looks like a crystal glass of water.
Palate cleanser.
Not.
Palate cleanser,
and what kind of, what do we cleanse our palates with?
Right now we're cleansing some Lamarco Prosecco.
Oh, very nice.
Yes. Yeah,
should Michael... I do that since I have the salty nut taste in my mouth?
Totally, yes. Gargle a little bit,
devil.
Whatever you got to do. Yeah, Michael Fawther put together some really cool flights. He did the entire beverage program.
Yes, Michael's name has come up
Michael
a million
Fawther
times.
Is our beverage director. He's actually, I consider him a personal friend. This is the third place I've worked with Mike.
Nice.
Our second hotel opening.
Wow.
I keep working with the guy because he's very talented, and I like to think of him the chef, and I'm the cook.
Very good.
Right
his
now
last
in front
name
of you.
Too.
Yeah.
So I keep calling him Michael, but...
Michael Fawther.
His last name.
he didn't need a last name.
This is, in front of you, you have the Sandoval flight. This is a very eclectic flight of all the flights we have. I like this flight a lot because it gets you get to try three different types of whiskey.
Okay.
These aren't all bourbons. The first one is the Hibiki Harmony, which is actually a Japanese whiskey.
Sam, are you going to have some of this? Tell me about this one. Do I have to spin it around like I'm fancy?
Well, this one's going to be this soft, elegant interpretation of a barley whiskey. Hints of apricot, orange blossom.
Ooh.
You can taste the apricot,
no
doubt.
I like it.
Yeah, totally.
Big time.
Apricot, a big note you get off.
James makes
every
whiskeys. Everything erotic sounding.
Yes.
Everything sounds a little dirtier
whatever
when James
do you
talks
mean.
About it. That's so, all right, so this is not a bourbon, this is a whiskey.
Well, this is going to be more related to Scotch whiskey.
Scotch.
This is, but it's Japanese. Japanese use barley. Japanese really like Scotch whiskey when they make barley whiskey.
Okay.
So it's going to be pretty much very, very, very similar.
How many different flights do you offer?
Right now we have five.
Okay.
Yes.
And this one you said is more eclectic. What are some of the other ones that you have?
Well, we have a vertical flight, which is going to be a tour through different aging processes.
Oh, okay.
We have our local flight, which is going to be some local bourbons.
Nice.
We also have a infused flight where we take our house-made Koval whiskey and we actually infuse it three different ways.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Those all sound good. What's number two?
Number two is going to be the from Belvenny, the Double Wood. It's a 12-year scotch.
Oh, 12-year-old scotch. Sam.
Yeah, and obviously you're gonna get some wood from this one.
Again,
family show.
I'm just gonna let that one stay there. Well,
That was some actually, of them are, some that of wasn't them intentional.
If you're getting wood, it's okay.
Some of them tee up
hints
too
of
easy.
Almond. Yeah, it's, yeah. You get a little more spice buildup.
I forgot to cleanse my palate.
Yeah, you keep cleansing it.
Yeah. You're out of order. That's a penalty.
No, I'm going back cleansing. Now I'm back to this to the 12-year-old scotch.
Yes.
Oh, that's nice.
He pounded it down.
You got 12-year-old.
I'm sipping it like a gentleman.
Just, yeah.
In the studio, spill you have a 12-year-old scotch and a 13-year-old niece.
Perfect.
It's outstanding.
Which one do I like more?
Well,
I'll tell you off the air when they leave.
Okay.
We'll let that go. Okay, that's really good, too. All right. What's the next one?
The next one, we're going to bring you back home. We're going to have with a Jefferson Reserve, a very special old batch of bourbon.
Ooh.
Victoria.
Now we're talking.
Yeah. This is going to be an explosion of cinnamon
Everybody
flavors.
Wants some. No, people on Michigan Avenue
people
can't
are,
have
are
any.
People are begging for whiskey in the window. They're thirsty.
Guy just showed a nipple, too. I'm serious.
Well, I like this one. That's I think good. I like this one the best.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Is that wrong to say? Can
no.
I pick a favorite?
Hey.
Do I have to be politically
most
correct?
Most American out of the three. No.
That's why I like it.
Yes.
No, I'm kidding. But it is. I like the I like bourbons better. There's something about scotch. I've never been a guy who created a scotch palate, I guess, as you said before. I don't like, but bourbon.
I feel
enjoy.
The same way. I'm definitely big on rye, and lately I've been going back to bourbon. There's some really great bourbons that I found that I'm just totally in love with.
People seem
especially
in some drinks,
one.
And Wes, since this is your stock and trade, there's some drinks that people one day they'll make it with bourbon, one day they'll make it with rye. How much does that change the complexion of, say, if you want a Manhattan or an Old Fashioned or something like that?
Well, in my personal opinion, bourbon is going to be a little bit more complex, but also sweeter.
Yeah.
So I tend to rather mix with rye if I'm
going
to make a cocktail because I like spice.
Yeah.
So you know, spice definitely will bump out a lot of flavors you're going to get when you're mixing. That I feel like.
Wow.
So well, I like, and a Manhattan should be rye anyway.
Okay.
And while your Old Fashioned is going to be more leaning on bourbon, and then your Sazerac is going to be a rye cocktail.
Okay.
But you can get whatever you want. That's what's cool about what we do at Baptiste. You can select whatever you want to drink, and we can make a cocktail with it.
And you guys are all about education, too.
Totally,
so someone can come in and not know anything other than, I've had bourbon a couple times, or I want to try it, and you guys will set them straight.
Totally. I'd say education, but not like...
We're not pretentious.
You'll answer questions, but you won't force it down anybody's throat.
No.
Have a good time. Like, yeah. We want a place where it's not... a special event to come to, like when you have family in town, you want to take them up to Baptiste,
right? Because you can come and have a couple of drinks and some nice small plates, or you can sit down and have a large dinner. But if you just want to have a cocktail and some of these wonderful appetizers,
just admire the views and really just take in Chicago.
It sounds like the place to be.
It is. Come in.
Go to Baptiste and Bottle. It's at 101 East Erie Street on the 20th floor. You can go to Baptiste and Bottle. You have to spell out and baptisteandbottle.com. Make reservations for New Year's Eve, New Year's Day. Reservations, you can call 312-667-6793. Chef James Lintelman. Uh-oh, it's the bourbon talking.
No, you said
already
it right
got
still.
This. And bartender, slinger of whiskey, and lumberjack extraordinaire, Wes Bolton. Thanks, you guys, for coming in. Thank you for the wonderful spread. I know Violetta has been down, and everybody's enjoying it. And I'm going to get back to some of these bacony, salty nuts and just try to talk myself out of why I said that. But it's been a lot of fun. Baptisteandbottle.com. Baptisteandbottle.com. Go enjoy yourself for New Year's Eve. We're back with more, and then it's news time on WGN.